Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. They say there's no such thing as bad publicity. Just get your word business name out there however you can and let the chips fall where they may.
Today's podcast guest, Heather DeSantis, says no to that old PR paradigm. Heather and her firm Publicity for Good believes good publicity or publicity for companies doing amazing things is the way to go.
Along with sharing valuable PR tips and advice to our podcast listeners, this former Miss Ohio International 2018 has a fascinating business success story to share.
Heather DeSantis believes the way to go is to disrupt your marketing by promoting working for good. Her advice can help any business owner achieve greater publicity.
So greetings, Heather DeSantis. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Aloha. I'm excited to be here.
Aloha.
Aloha. So that means you're calling from the great state of Hawaii.
Yes, it's a gift to be able to run a home business and work from home where you can honestly connect with everyone everywhere. So thankful to be a part of the show from Honolulu today.
Outstanding.
Great.
I think you're our first guest from Hawaii, so that's great. I understand you're visiting there, but... Thanks for connecting in today.
Okay, so we love startup stories. Heather DeSantis, let's learn about your journey to becoming an entrepreneur. It's inspiring.
Yeah, so behind every shiny penny, there is a lot of heartache and stress along the way. But I came from an entrepreneur household. My father and uncle was in real estate. And because of the fact that I came from an entrepreneur family, I saw what my family was able to do for me with helping me with college. I was just given so much as a child. Mm-hmm. And then I lost my dad to cancer my senior year of high school. And the only thing I felt that I was left with was my legacy. And being an entrepreneur, I felt was the closest connection I had to my dad who had passed away. So I went to college. And then got my Series 6. I worked at an investment company for 6 months. And then I worked at an ad agency for 3.5 years, where I really fell in love with PR. And then on June 15, 2015, I left my job at the ad agency because at the time, I had a side passion. I feel like a lot of people nowadays have more than one stream of income or have a passion project or a home business that they're so passionate about. And when I worked at the ad agency, at that time, I also fell in love with running a home business, just like getting to meet people and the personal development and growth that I got from the experience. And fortunately or unfortunately, on June 15, 2015, I was given an ultimatum from my employer, do the home business or work for the ad agency. And at the time, it was crazy because I would have never left the ad agency. I was a highest producing employee. Like, I was so loyal to that company, working 12 plus days, Monday through Friday, that it was crazy to me that I was given this ultimatum. But it was the greatest gift for me to kind of close that chapter, start doing some freelance work while I worked full-time at Lifetime Fitness to then organically, through kind of things just happening, building my PR firm.
Well, that's a really inspiring story. And, you know, typical, a lot of people become entrepreneurs, you do a few things before that and get some qualifications. But then it seems like so many entrepreneurs end up with that tough choice, you know, whether something comes up with the job or, you know, they achieve some success and they've got to make a decision. You know, are you going to be an entrepreneur or stay on that traditional path you've been on? So that's a, you know, that's some great insights that you've shared with us. But, you know, let's shift the focus to public relations, PR. It's more critical today than ever. Why, Heather, do you believe PR is so important?
So I feel that there's so many businesses that are trying to sell the same products. Now more than ever, people are selling online and have online brands. And there's no regulation when it comes to services or who you are. And I still feel that third-party validation, your local media, your local business podcasts, the media that you tune into every day is so important to kind of highlight you so you kind of have some social proof and credibility.
Interesting. That's some really good points. You bring out a good point about just so much competition and so many competing products and just not a lot of regulation out there. That's a challenge that just about every home business owner faces. So that's a good angle on PR. But before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Little Jimmy's Italian Ice and Punch Carts. Start up a business selling their delicious and healthy Italian ice. It's easy transport. Cart fits into most minivans or SUVs. No experience required. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. For more information, call 800-763-4348 or visit italianice.net or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
You have a fascinating angle in PR, that being focusing on the good. Heather, please discuss how to focus on the good in your business's PR.
So I think when you add the good to your business and you focus on adding it to your marketing plan, it reminds you of your consumer and who you're trying to serve, which I think is so important because oftentimes we get so stuck in the numbers and how much more money do we need to bring in this month to pay our team and all those things. So I think first and foremost, when we're so focused on the purpose of our business, we're able to be more in alignment with what we're doing. But now more than ever, brand transparency is really important. And consumers are wanting to know who the company is, how they're treating their employees, where the product is coming from. Is it local? Is it in the U.S.? All those things. So focusing on brand transparency and then really being conscientious about how you're spending your money. And then also, I would say, like, if you're a business owner and you're abundantly successful, I think it's really important for you to consider to have a give back component or, you know, financially or even time. If you're a really good CPA and you have a local business, if you don't want to give away your money, consider like giving away your time to help a couple local businesses that really need your help, but don't have, you know, the money to pay for you. So I think looking at purpose-driven now, it's looking at time as a commodity and then finances as a commodity.
So focusing on the good,
say your knowledge too.
This is kind of a way then of distinguishing your company or breaking it out from the competition, and that it's also something that your customers, your consumers are paying more attention to. You know, is the company they're doing business with also focusing on doing good?
Yeah, and it's interesting, time and time again, I find that people want to buy from companies they trust. And I would say too that like as the CEO of your company, thought leadership is huge right now. Like people want to know you outside of just trying to sell a product. And that's really important.
That's focusing on the good does tie in with something you mentioned, driving purpose in your business. One does go with the other. Heather, you know, can you actually drive PR power into your business through purpose? If you talk about that fascinating concept a little bit.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, when you're looking at the news, like generally speaking, if you're a business owner and you try to get yourself some media, the media would say, oh, here you can pay an advertising cost, because most of the time people would pitch their business and it would be too promotional. So if you can seek to have a connection to help others, a lot of time, that will help, especially if you're a local business. So if there's a cause you care about, and National Pediatric Cancer Day is coming up, and your family has dealt with that, considering creating a day where a portion of sales will go back to that cause, you know, will do a lot of good local media want to talk about it. And you then created another local marketing engine, which is a local charity that you're supporting too.
Oh, so I get it. You find something that you can work with, such as a charity, that defines your purpose. Mm-hmm. And then by you know, doing that good work, there'll be some publicity and promotion that comes along with that. And it's all win-win for everyone.
Mm-hmm. You have to look at your PR in the context of promoting in an online world. Heather, why do you believe traditional PR is critical in today's media world?
So I think it's a mixed. I see traditional PR with amplifying it on social media. I think people are missing the mark if they do any media at all. They're doing the interview and then they're letting the interview die. What is the most crucial thing is using media as organic content. So if you're on a podcast, using that podcast link to send to your email list, to post in social media, and it constantly uses evergreen content to nurture your audience with valuable information that will then make them trust you more because you have social proof to then want to buy from you. And I say now more than ever, people are so focused, like with the Huffington Post shutting down because they weren't able to manage the contributor program. And unfortunately, there was a lot of pay-per-play media ops, which was against the Huffington Post. There's a huge shift going on in the media industry. And also, a lot of the media industries are closing or consolidating. So as a business owner, it creates a huge opportunity for you to be a content generator. So if you're an expert about something, it allows you an opportunity to really own that field.
That's a good angle on this. So there's a lot of changes going on. You're saying to, you know, produce some traditional content, some traditional PR, but then get it out there in more cutting edge ways, particularly through social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and take and kind of give life and legs to that PR and make them both work together then.
Absolutely. That's like the one piece that's critical.
Well, the most important demographic group for business owners are those elusive and intrinsic millennials like our guest and my co-host today. You know, Heather, how can you use, you know, your PR tactics to attract millennial customers?
Yeah, and when I say PR, I would say it would be a mixture of knowing what's cool and important to millennials. But then I would also say, too, like what's working really well is like, how can you capitalize and utilize your local market more? So if you're a local business owner, I can tell you that for the most part, local media has an affinity to you. So looking ahead in November, it's Small Business Saturday or Shop Local. I can't tell you how many interviews I've booked for clients on Small Business Saturday. Mm. So like by using those dates as leverage, you can be a huge resource to your community. Like, can you imagine if you're a small business in Boise, Idaho, and you're able to do a local TV and radio interview for Small Business Saturday? Can you imagine the social proof that it'll give you as a local business owner?
Oh, you said a good, you
so
said a good
those
term
things
there.
That are working really well.
You said a good term that I just want to pull out, social proof. I hear more and more about it, and I imagine, you know, that's something that's really important to millennial consumers and customers.
It's needed because the market is so saturated, and I can tell you that media is something that people understand. Those logos, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, podcast logos, even from a non-business social perspective amongst your peers and family. Once your family starts seeing you in the media or on a podcast or on TV, they start understanding the business owner you are and think that you're doing so much more than just being on your computer all day, because people don't understand what we do. They don't understand the sacrifices we make for the future. They don't understand why at times to be on our phones more than others. It's just a world they don't understand, because a lot of people have a traditional job and they are able to shut it off at a certain time and be present. But we just live in a different world.
So true.
Heather DeSantis, this has been a great success profile on you and your PR mantra of publicity for good. Do you have any final points you would like to share with our audience?
I would say the most important thing is, if you're a small business and you're not doing local PR, you are missing the mark. Time and time again, I have seen media in doing local interviews has really increased the confidence of local business owners. It's allowed them to use that press for social proof. It's opened doors up where they're now able to be a monthly guest on Fox. And it's really taken their business to the next level. And it's been a really fun journey for them. And I'd say anytime you're doing press, you have to look at the relevancy. You have to secure your press around what's going on in national news or breaking news and or awareness days. So you always have to figure out, how can I be relevant? How can I make my message relevant? And how can I use it to serve more people? Because at the end of the day, it's not about us and what we're trying to sell. I really feel like it's, how are we the solution to someone's problem or pain point?
Well, you're really speaking to so many members in our audience on that last point about, you know, finding local media to target, because so many home-based business owners are running, you know, nationwide businesses online, and they don't have that much of a connection, but they need to shift their focus and and put their PR efforts with that local media market to gain publicity, just as you said there. So, you know, a very good point. So, you know, Heather DeSantis, thanks for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's so fun.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just really impressed with the energy that you guys have, and I'm really impressed. I've seen lots of different shows, and like, you guys have something special.
It's so sweet.
We're trying. Thanks for the feedback.
I appreciate it.
I mean, everything from the setup to the just your systems, everything. So really impressed.
Really appreciate that. To learn more about Heather DeSantis and her PR firm, please visit www.publicityforgood.com or our podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.